Dialing 8th and Walton. Conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton. The 8th and Walton Conference Call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
I got to tell you, I'm glad to be here. I'm very, very thankful that you're here. Thank you so much for downloading us off iTunes. Please subscribe to us. Hey, it's Jared Davis. Welcome to the 8th and Walton conference call. I'm not even going to beat around the bush because I've got great news. So let me tell you this to start things off. Did you know the National Retail Federation has released a new report where they say retail sales are climbing and they're just going to get better this year? Now, here's what they attribute that to. In this country, we have rising wages, we have lower unemployment, and our housing market is solid. These things combined are driving consumer confidence. That's great news for all of us. Now, they are a little bit cautious. The NRF says right now, there's still like some tax and trade policies in Washington that are being determined. So consumers are aware of this. And even though consumer confidence is very, very high, the average shopper is very, very methodical about their spending. So very, very confident, but making very, very wise and informed decisions. Now, here's something else from the NRF that's great news for Omnichannel. Online and other non-store sales projected to increase 12% this year. This is going to be a fantastic year for retail and suppliers and commerce. So fasten up. It's going to be a really fun ride. That's the first part of the good news. Here's the other thing I wanted to share with you right off the bat. I've got about five or six different podcasts that I listen to every week, and I listen to them in their entirety. What I read, and I was not aware of this, there are people who enjoy podcasts. They listen to them for, you know, halfway or three quarters of the way through, and then they turn them off, or they get distracted. They have something else to do, so they don't listen to them in their entirety. I was not aware of that. I'm one of these people that if I'm watching a movie and I don't like it, I at least have to finish it out. I have to know who the killer is, or I have to know if the couple gets back together. I just have to know. I feel incomplete if I don't watch the whole thing. So if you're one of these people that has listened to our podcast before and has, you know, got distracted or just didn't have time to stick with us the whole way, I feel kind of bad because we have great guests that are sometimes in our last segment. So today we're going to mix it up a little bit because I didn't want you to miss our guest, Miss Crystal Walton. Crystal Walton is with Mead Johnson. She was a guest on our Focus on Suppliers baby show. Fantastic conversation with her, but she's also very active in mentoring and has a lot to say about how mentoring has helped her grow in her career. I didn't want you to miss that, so we're going to do that right now at the top of the show. Emma, would you roll that interview, please? It's cut three. Yes.
It's time again for our five-minute mentor segment here on the conference call. I'm so pleased to be joined by Crystal Walton with Mead Johnson Nutrition. You know Mead Johnson. They make the Enfamil. I'm glad you're here, Crystal.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
First of all, what has mentoring meant to you in your career?
Mentor has been a very important part of my career. It's an opportunity for you to have someone as a sounding board and also someone who is going to be your cheerleader, right? So someone you can talk to about any type of situation as long as you have established that level of trust. And it allows you the opportunity to talk through different things that are important to you, whether it's working through a project or whether it's identifying ways that you can grow.
For someone out there listening right now who may be thinking of entering that mentor-mentee relationship for the first time, what do you recommend that they establish in their first couple of meetings?
Mm-hmm. I've had several different mentor and mentee relationships, and I would say the biggest factor is making sure that you establish a set of guidelines of what's going to work for you. I've been in good ones and bad ones, and I would say the bad ones is because we didn't set that communication, and either I didn't reach out enough or I didn't give them enough information as far as how to reach out to me. And so sometimes they just kind of fizzle and die. from there. So just making sure that you set that up and also establishing that level of trust. So making sure that you have an understanding of what you both want out of that mentorship. There's several different types of mentors, and it's okay to have several different mentors that give you assistance in different areas of your career as well as your personal life.
So Crystal, you're my new mentor. I've been in my current role about 3 years. I don't see an opportunity for advancement, but I'm really ready to take my career to the next level. What general advice can you give me to start off?
Mm-hmm. So I would say the best advice is I always encourage people to be a change agent, right? And that means different things to different people. So I would identify something that's important to you and that you feel you can make a really big impact and shine. And by far, when you do something like that, you will shine and people will take notice and your career will take off from there.
Here's my favorite question. So you're sitting in the coffee shop, you're about to meet your new mentee, and in the door walks you at the beginning of your career. What advice would you give yourself at the beginning of your career search?
I would say the advice that I would give myself is to just be completely open and transparent to the feedback that you receive. You don't always receive the most glowing feedback, right? But it's all in how you accept that and how you go from there. So just making sure that you are open-minded and you are completely accepting of what that mentor is giving you.
Crystal Walton, I appreciate you being on the podcast today. Thank you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
All right. Thank you, Emma. We appreciate Crystal Walton from Mead Johnson for stopping by and talking to us about mentoring. Great stuff. You know, at the beginning of the show, we were talking about all this good news about growth and 2017 being a fantastic year for retail. You know who's knocking it out of the park, or who's at least telling us they're knocking it out of the park? It's Dollar General. Dollar General has announced they're going to open 1,000 stores this year, and they're going to put up two new distribution centers. All of this is projected to create about 10,000 new jobs here in the U.S., and Dollar General said they're testing a new, smaller format. So we'll keep an eye on that and let you know how Dollar General is doing with their growth this year. I tell you that because we also have something on the other side of the coin, which are store closings. Now, maybe you heard about this. Macy's has announced they're closing 68 of their locations this year, and Sears Holdings is closing 108 Kmart stores. And of course, at the same time, the Limited, American Apparel, and Wet Seal have announced they're closing all of their brick and mortar shops. I don't tell you all this just to report on store closings, but to report on something that the analysts have been looking at for about the last decade. There is this misconception that when your competitor closes a store, you pick up all that foot traffic. Well, that's great that they're closing. Now we're going to get more business. That's not what the analysts are reporting. Here are two observations that they've made in their studies. Number one, let's go to the millennials. If a millennial has never set foot in your store and you announce that your store is closing, they will come and look for a bargain. It doesn't matter if they're a loyal shopper or if they have just driven by their entire life. Once you say store's closing, they'll come in and they look for a deal. Now, secondly, let's talk about the loyal shoppers. Loyal shoppers will not automatically go to a competitor if your store closes, but rather they will look for another store that they love driving distance of their home. So it's like this. Here in Northwest Arkansas, I really love the Walmart neighborhood market format. It's a convenient little grocery store, and I've got one that's not very far from my home. I'm in there 2 or 3 days a week. If that ever closed, I wouldn't go to the grocery store up the block. I would drive to the next closest neighborhood market store. That is what the analysts are saying. So something to kind of think about. Just because a competitor closes, you don't necessarily pick up all that foot traffic. I thought that was interesting. Kind of an interesting observation. You know what else is interesting? And I found this out, of course, from going to the 8th and Walton website. This is for suppliers if you enjoy free stuff. If you've ever gone to the 8th and Walton website, you've probably noticed that a little chat box comes up. And if you've never used the 8th and Walton chat, that is there for you. It's a great way to get questions answered, but you've probably wondered, what's on the other side of that chat? Is that just a robot wanting my information? That is not the truth at all. And to prove that, you know what we're going to do? we're going to go behind the chat. I actually know the person who works down in the information center, one of our experts, who can explain 8th and Walton chat. So you know what you can do? Right now, go to 8thandwalton.com and check it out. As a matter of fact, hang on. Let's get out of here for a second. I'm gonna go down. I'm going to prove to you there's a person behind there. It's not just some robot. Hold on a second.
All right. It's very exciting walking through the 8th and Walton hallways again. There she is. Hey, Valeria, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We were just talking about chat. I was on the 8thandwalton.com website and saw chat, and I wanted to come to the person who's actually behind chat on the other side, one of the experts. Yeah. Can you tell us about 8th and Walton chat and how it works?
Yes, sure. So once you go to our 8thandwalton.com website, the first thing that will pop out is going to be a chat link. So all you do is just put in your email, okay, and then ask your question, and then that's it. And then we'll answer those questions for you.
One thing I wanted to point out to everyone, this isn't just for clients of 8th and Walton. Anyone's welcome to use this.
Absolutely. Anybody who has any questions.
What are some of the more common questions that you get on the chat?
Usually cost of the classes as well as discounts, and then also locations as well. Some people ask questions like how to get to a certain application on Retail Link, mm-hmm, and some of those questions we can answer right away on, you know, on Retail Link replenishment questions.
So do you get a lot of Retail Link questions?
Yes, all the time. Phone calls and chats.
And fully equipped to answer all the Retail Link questions?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. And once again, just go to the 8thandwalton.com website. The chat box will pop right up.
Absolutely.
And it's Valeria on the other side. Thank you so much for visiting with us today.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too. I got to go back to the studio now and act like I'm working.
Okay.
Hey, have a great day, Valeria. Thank you.
I'm almost there, Emma. I'm almost there. Hold on. Hold your horses. Here we go. All right. We are back in the studio. Now, as we close down our fun little podcast, hopefully you made it all the way to the end, unless you're like the average person I was talking about at the beginning of the show that turned us off halfway through or three quarters of the way through. Hopefully they'll pick us back up. But you know what? If you were nice enough to listen to us all the way to the end, I'm going to leave you with two little nuggets here. One that is important, and one that's absolutely ridiculous. I'll give you the important one first. Kellogg's. You know the Kellogg's cereal. They have made the announcement that they are ending DSD, their direct store delivery. They are moving to warehouse delivery. Kellogg's has had some slumping sales and, you know, breakfast cereal. There's so many more things to reach out and grab for breakfast that cereal has seen sagging sales for a while. So to improve financial performance, Kellogg's will be moving to warehouse delivery and away from DSD. The last thing I'm going to leave you with today, fasten your seatbelt. Domino's Pizza has announced it is launching a wedding registry, and McDonald's has announced in four San Francisco area restaurants, they are introducing a snow crab sandwich. In case you missed either one of those, let me rewind that so you can hear them both again. Domino's Pizza has announced it is launching a wedding registry, and McDonald's has announced in four San Francisco area restaurants, they are introducing a snow crab sandwich. I swear to you, if this podcast was an hour long and I weren't so afraid of my HR manager, I'd spend the whole time talking about just those two things. But since that's not the case, as you can hear from the music, we are just going to leave those right there for your pleasure. My name is Jared Davis. Thank you once again for joining us on the 8th and Walton Conference Call. Have a great, great week.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of 8th and Walton or its management. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, contact us at jared@8thandwalton.com, 479-715-6700, or at 8thandwalton.com. 8th and Walton, Inc. is in no way associated with or endorsed by Walmart Stores, Inc. or its affiliates. All references to Walmart Stores, Inc., as well as its affiliates, trademarks, and brands are used in accordance with the Fair Use Doctrine and are not intended to imply that 8th and Walton, Inc. is a Walmart Stores, Inc. vehicle for advertising or for any other commercial purpose.